Thank you and good morning. On Thursday afternoon, Congressman Jared Huffman and 25 other members of the California delegation sent a letter to the California Hospital Association and the California Association of Public Hospitals and Health Systems to ensure that hospitals across California are taking the proper measures to prepare their staffs to treat any potential Ebola patients. Congressional representatives expressed concern, among them, about the hospital's ability to use CDC prevention guidelines, the CDC's level of communication and training between California hospitals, local health clinics, urgent care, and physicians' offices. Nurses from hospitals around the Oakland area took to the streets last Saturday to voice their concerns about the possibility that they will have to deal with patients who have contracted a serious disease like Ebola. The nurses were concerned that hospitals in our state are unprepared to deal with an Ebola patient. Closer to home, Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods shares some of those concerns, but recognizes that his firefighters and EMTs have to be prepared for all sorts of medical calls.
Our guys deal with a whole range of different types of medical calls on a daily basis, so they are aware, and when a directive comes out, particularly on the Ebola thing, that these are things to be aware of. That does trigger in their mind. It's just like when they go to a fire and that it's a certain type of building, there's a specific hazard. We know that there's hazardous material.
Chief Wood said that preparation and training are key to dealing with any medical situation, and that if the alert is sounded regarding an outbreak like Ebola, firefighters are prepared to deal with a patient. The nurses in Oakland expressed their concern that their facilities are not adequately prepared to deal with an Ebola patient. The County Elections Office will conduct logic and accuracy testing today on the voting machines that will be used in the upcoming November election. The tests will be done at the Elections Office in Eureka at 8 o'clock this morning. They will ensure that all ballot types are read correctly and that the machines are fully functional and tallying votes correctly. Interested parties can view the testing procedure. The tests are required by the Secretary of State's office and are performed before every election and primary. A heads up for local sport fishermen, the State Department of Fish and Wildlife expects that the full quota for fall run salmon will be caught by today. Sport fishermen have been allowed to fish for salmon above the Highway 96 bridge in Wichpec, and the catch allotment of 702 fish is expected to be caught by sundown. As of October 11th, sport fishermen cannot keep adult Chinook over 22 inches and are limited to the daily 3 salmon under 22 inches. Fishery managers expect that the fall run of adult salmon expected to return to the river this year to spawn to be far below the numbers of the past 2 years, when more than 165,000 returned in 2013 and 290,000 in 2012. Steelhead fishing remains open. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There was a fatal traffic collision on Highway 299. Jordan Christmas has more.
A driver suffered fatal injuries in a single vehicle collision on Route 299 east of the US 101 early Thursday morning. The driver, identified as 23-year-old Dylan Wade Ruiz, was traveling east on Route 299 when the vehicle drove off the south roadway and sideswiped a guardrail. The vehicle then skidded out of control across all traffic lanes and then collided head-on into the bridge railing of the Lindsay Creek Bridge. Ruiz sustained fatal injuries and died at the scene. The collision is under investigation, and it is yet to be determined if driving under the influence was a factor. Ruiz also appeared to have been handling a mobile device at the time of the crash.
Thank you, Jordan. Two inmates assigned to an inmate work crew escaped from a job site behind Les Schwab Tires in Eureka on Tuesday morning. A correctional officer was watching over the inmate work crew where they were clearing out brush in a heavily wooded area. The officer took a head count and noticed that two inmates were missing. Eureka police responded to the scene to help find the inmates, but the search was unsuccessful. One of the inmates is identified as Brian McSilvers, 36-year-old white male with short blonde hair and hazel eyes. The other is identified as James Henry Jr., 33 years old, 5'10", with hazel eyes and a bald head. Both were last seen wearing blue denim shirts with white T-shirts underneath, with blue denim pants and work boots. Anyone with information about the inmates is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.